Today's episode is dealing with the NFL and some of the things that are going on in the NFL, you know, pretty much around the world. I bring on my guest today, Monte Breeze Atkins, to kind of talk about a few topics that we're going to discuss on this show. So, Breeze, how you feel about Colin Kaepernick and how the Johnny Manziel is actually getting another chance? And Colin Kaepernick is getting blackballed, is what they say.
It's appalling to me that, you know, he's being blackballed. I think he should definitely get another chance. He deserves a chance. You know, I'm a Manziel fan. I've always rooted for Manziel or whatever. I believe people, you know, deserve second chances. And I believe that a lot of the media destroyed him before he even started playing because he was a different type of player, you know, different type of, you know, of course, you know, white athlete. You know, most, of course, white athletes, you're not used to them. You know, people weren't accustomed to them, you know, making them money signs and, you know, being as savvy as he is or whatever. But I still thought he was a phenomenal player, a phenomenal athlete. But, of course, he was placed in Cleveland. No quarterback does good in Cleveland because of the way that Cleveland is structured. However, I feel that if they're looking at Manziel, they should look at Colin Kaepernick, given the fact that Colin Kaepernick has not been in any kind of legal trouble or anything like that. He was just trying to bring awareness, using his platform to bring awareness to a certain issue, a sensitive issue to our community. And I think that people, you know, weren't hearing him out and weren't listening to him. And he was just lowballed, and it's wrong. So I feel like if Manziel, you know, deserves another shot, Kaepernick should definitely get another shot. He should have never been, you know, excommunicated out of the NFL in the first place. But the fact that they did do him like that, I think that he deserves another shot.
I feel like you said, when everybody comes inside, the world always think of their chosen ones as well, like public perception. Mm-hmm. No, Colin Kaepernick never done that out of public perception to do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. He just voices opinion. What America, quote unquote, calls it, freedom of speech. The question is, I'm asking now, is the such thing as freedom of speech, or is freedom of speech to certain individuals? Mm-hmm. Because the fact that he voiced his opinion, now everything is going wrong. But when he doesn't voice his opinion, everything is quiet. Mm-hmm. So it's bringing us back to the old days laws of 400 years ago. I don't know how far it goes, but great guy, graduated out of Nevada, was a Catholic, was one play away from winning the Super Bowl. One play away from winning the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. when he was with the 49ers, had a good coach under him. I think he's a great stand-up guy. And then Manziel goes out here and does the things of DWI, skid drunks, outside the public. You never seen that like that. It's few players you can actually talk about in the NBA, NFL, any sport that like does things that are great to the community. Like, you never heard Tim Duncan's mouth or heard anything about Tim Duncan. LeBron, Kobe really didn't do nothing, but Kobe had a situation with him having an affair, and which I think in life, a lot of people in the world have done something, not saying that's right, but probably done some things they shouldn't have done.
Committed acts.
Right. And I don't think that was a big deal, but in fact, it was Kobe. Mm-hmm. The fact that it was certain athletes that done that, they make a big pitch. Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer in the world. But as soon as he made that one move, mm-hmm. that they were saying that he cheated mm-hmm. on his wife, whole soul got sucked out of him. His game changed. Mm-hmm. He went through a great depression. Mm-hmm. Things of that sort that kind of led him to not being like a successful mm-hmm. person. Now he's getting back on track, but it took some time.
Right.
It's the thing, like, society snatches away what they want. It feel like certain people or certain groups have like a...
Certain groups get a pass.
Certain
groups, you know. Ben Roethlisberger accused of
so many rapes and he's still like that. And quarterback still, in the Pittsburgh.
You know, exactly, quarterback in Pittsburgh. And people hold him in you know, in high regard. They praise him. Whereas, like I said, Colin Kaepernick, you know, brings awareness to a certain situation, certain injustices or whatever. And he exercises his right under the Constitution and everything. And he's being blackballed. And yet you have NFL owners saying they don't want to, you know, bring politics into, you know, the forefront as far as sports and everything. And they don't want him to use his exercise his right. But yet they contribute these billionaire owners contribute millions of dollars to campaign. These politicians, they can contribute millions of dollars to campaigns, you know, to candidates of their choice. So it's a double standard, but it's wrong. He should get a chance. A lot of people, their excuses were, you know, last year, oh, well, he doesn't fit in certain systems and he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. Well, at the end of the day, that's why you have teams that have coordinators, offensive coordinators, and they have quarterback coaches. And the quarterback coaches, they're the ones that come up with game plans and schemes and things of that sort to accommodate the strengths of, you know, the so-called quarterback. These quarterbacks that are coming out in the draft now or whatever, they're running in their certain sets in college or whatever. It's going to be completely different in the NFL or whatever. But guess what? When they get drafted to a certain team, it is that staff's position, that staff's responsibility to come up with game plans that best fit the strengths of that quarterback.
And that's the genius idea of this, right, this soccer. Like, they're throwing it under the rug because they're saying he can't fit in certain systems. Mm-hmm. Which they're right. Like honestly, because I'm a Dallas 49er fan, mm-hmm, but when Al Smith was under center, they ran a pocket quarterback prototypical, mm-hmm, offense. Mm-hmm. When Colin Kaepernick got, they didn't have no film. Mm-hmm. So they started running this type of read option, mm-hmm, that, you know, that helps with, mm-hmm, the guys to be, you know, for him to be better in his system. So he is a read option type of quarterback. Mm-hmm. Certain things they are right about, like he doesn't read through a lot of progressions. Mm-hmm. But as in to say, does he deserve another shot? Without a question.
Yeah, he does.
But they use that to kind of throw it in the rug like he ain't. And I knew when Kyle Shanahan became the quarterback of the 49ers, the head coach of the 49ers, I knew right then that it wasn't no hope for him, because Kyle Shanahan is a pocket pro style type of quarterback. He ain't with the guy, quarterbacks running, doing the read option, this, that, third. The one system he can't fit in, which they're doing wrong, they keep bringing him back and forth to Seattle. Seattle runs the read option. That's great. Houston, Texas can run it, but you know, of course, mm-hmm, Bob McNeil done said a few things that's probably going to kind of, mm-hmm, cut that in the road. And I think he's going through some type of lawsuit, mm-hmm, with them right now, mm-hmm, as, mm-hmm, well. It's only a few teams that can run that read option and allow Kaepernick to play in it now. Chip Kelly was the perfect system for him, mm-hmm, but the fact that Chip Kelly couldn't win no games. So it didn't work. And then, too, during that year when he came in the beginning, he was hurt, shoulder injury, had surgery. So, mm-hmm, he wasn't at 100%. And Chip, mm-hmm, Kelly was looking at his health, and he thought that maybe he had another shot for the next few years. So his style of play would get it. But me personally, I feel like he needs another chance.
He still threw 16 touchdowns.
And yeah, he did.
He only started, I think, well, I want to say four games,
right,
his last year. And he threw 16 touchdowns. He only had four interceptions.
Right.
And he had a 90, I think his QBR was 90.7, 91%. He was top half of the league, you know. So, had he played an entire season, would have been more than that. He actually led all QBs as far as fantasy points the last year that he played or whatever. But, again, it all goes back to, you know, the coaching, personnel, and systems. Because let's not forget, Alex Smith, his first few years with the 49ers weren't great years, and this was the number one pick in the draft or whatever.
Right.
He out of Utah.
He went to multiple head coaches too.
And he went
to
multiple head coaches, but he still wasn't the quarterback. If looking at Alex Smith now, you wouldn't have known that he would be the quarterback he is now based off his first couple of years in the league or whatever. So it's all about coaching and personnel. Offensive coordinator is their job. They make millions of dollars to come up with, you know, the right schemes. And
right,
they make millions of dollars to come up with the right schemes that best fit the quarterback. So they're lowballing him. I hope he gets another chance. He deserves another chance.
I think he will too. On to another topic.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Reed not being signed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of puzzles me. What are your thoughts on that?
It's all about, you know, Ed Reed was one of the ones that was taking knees with Colin Kaepernick. And what a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, Colin Kaepernick, he was sitting at first. He was just sitting down. He wasn't even standing for the flag. He was just sitting down. It took him meeting with another a former veteran, and they both come into the, you know, the conclusion, well, kneeling would be the best solution or whatever. They listened to each other. They heard each other out. And that's when he started kneeling. But again, you had a lot of people, you know, oh, he's protesting. He shouldn't be doing this. And, you know, making it about veterans, when the thing is, he told people what the situation was. He wasn't protesting veterans. And I get it. Like, I applaud any person that serves in uniform, you know, that serves this country. It's great, but the military only makes up 1%, less than 1% of the American population. Just because you serve in the military does not make you more of a patriot, you know, or more American than anybody else. People in the military are not the only fabric that makes up America. You know, it's a lot of people. So when people, you know, you have a lot of veterans that weren't even upset because that's what they represent, they fight for, or whatever. They represent us having our right to protest, right, peacefully protest. This guy was peacefully protesting. Eric Reed, one of the best safeties in the league, peacefully protesting and standing beside his brother. So he's being blackballed. He's being lowballed.
And I'll say the same thing. Like, he can play multiple positions. They even had the outside linebacker this year. They had both the guys, even though the team was a bad season for the 49ers, but they had him playing mostly from linebacker, inside linebacker, outside linebacker. So I'm saying to myself, I got it, of that type of versatility from an athletic standpoint. Mm-hmm. Why is he not on the field right now?
And he would fit great with the Bengals, but you have an owner saying that, oh, well, you know, what about your protest? And then when he didn't, is non-committal or not commenting on it and everything, they have an issue. They're not going to, you know, bring him on. I just think that's wrong, you know.
That's correct. I feel the same way with every should be signed. So with Kirk Cousins, he got a guaranteed contract from the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
Probably the best contracts since I've been living.
Right.
He got an $86 million contract. 84. He got guaranteed.
The
money.
He got a 3-year, $84 million contract. And this is the thing that's crazy to me. Case Keenum got them to, which has been pretty much, he's been an NFL journeyman, but got them to within one game of the Super Bowl or whatever. Put up good numbers, solid, protected the ball, and everything. Actually had less interceptions this year than Kirk Cousins or whatever, playing in a pretty decent division. He did good. They didn't bring him back on. They bought Kirk Cousins in or whatever. Okay, Kirk Cousins only made the playoffs one time out of all the years he was in Washington and everything. And he's known for not showing up in big games, you know, choking up, throwing critical interceptions in big games. And for them to – and mind you, was under the franchise tag the last two seasons or whatever. If I'm not mistaken, he made $18 million. Two seasons ago, he made $24 million last season. Now you turn around and you give this guy a 3-year, $84 million contract or whatever, and he hadn't even won a playoff game. You know, but Case Keenum, again, a journeyman, you had all the pieces there and was one game away from the Super Bowl. I just think it's absurd. I just think it's wrong. They're just throwing money at people.
I'm going to make this conversation short and sweet with Kirk Cousins. And this is Raw Mind Sports, people. For Kirk Cousins to get that type of contract, put up or shut up. Put up or shut up. Right. It ain't nothing else to discuss.
Right.
Put up or shut up, because he got to be able to do something, because you get that type of contract.
Right.
And only hit him injuries. Well, injuries do happen, so I can't take that back. Let me take that back, because I know injuries do happen. But put up or shut up. Just that simple. I mean, Kirk Cousins, you got to play. You got to produce to get that. If you give a person, your owner and your GM give you that type of money, they guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
3 years, $84 million. That means they really believe in you getting them to the promised land. So put up a shuttle.
Right. And the crazy thing about the NFL, though, one more thing. Crazy thing about the NFL, you know, you have this, they give them these quarterbacks. Garoppolo got 5 years, $137 million contract, $90 million of it guaranteed or whatever. But you got Le'Veon Bell, who's been by far one of the best running backs in the league, body of work tells it all, or whatever, and he can't even get a contract.
Right.
You know, they're not paying him, so
Right.
Something needs to be done about that.
On to our final subject. Robert Kraft goes early this week or last week, correct me if I'm wrong, to go meet Robert Kraft. I mean, to go meet Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Feel his own.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that decision?
I just think it's my whole thought process on that is just all is a distraction to get away from, you know, not having to answer about the NFL not picking up Colin Kaepernick or, you know, not offering Eric Reed a job or whatever. I really think that's all it is just a ploy, you know, to keep people from talking about that and everything. If you were so concerned with the criminal justice and everything, you would have been the biggest advocate to stand up for Colin Kaepernick. Why not offer him a job? Why not bring him on? You got rid of Garoppolo. You got rid of Jacoby Brissett. Why not bring him on as a backup?
Yeah.
You know? So it's just a bunch of a BS. It's baloney to me.
That's what me like. I feel like that was a cover up. But on that note, I really can't say that much on this subject because of the fact that I just feel like it is. On that note, my perspective on everything on this episode of Raw Mind Sports is like this. Everybody in life pick and choose who they want to hang around and what they want to do. People have the same people in their circle that does the same things of the enemy, what he does. But in life, you just pick and choose who you want to deal with. So it's pretty much a suggestion or opinion on how you look at life and who you like to deal with and, you know, exceptional loyalty and stuff. With that being said, I appreciate Monte Breeze asked for coming on, telling me his thoughts on it, but Raw Mind Sports, it's just being real. See you on the next episode. Y'all have a blessed day.